so it was really, really cold and a bitter reach. And then Odd Bear decided to go and die on us all. How could he do that? I mean, who does that? Who's gonna save me now? Who's gonna be there for me? He's gonna pick me up when I'm in tatters. I better find somebody to, or somebody's to, warm me up. I'm still cold and so sad.
Sweeter rolls once again. Welcome back, dear listeners, to the Forbidden Lands.
Finally, we're back.
Yeah.
Back where we started. Back to basic. What does it feel like, guys?
Silence. I'm a bit scared.
I'm scared too.
Yeah, because we just proved it's deadly.
Yeah. I'm not scared, I'm dead.
Yeah, you got over that somehow.
I mean, that was quite an episode to just jump into as a newbie, you know, just gruesome death straight away. That was something.
Yeah, this loved companion. Oh, crikey. Yes. It was traumatic. It was a real shock, actually. Mm. Yeah, so it's a strange new landscape we're going into. Mm. An odd wheelless landscape.
Yeah.
I feel it was a bit emotional almost for me as the person, the guy behind the mask.
The player?
I mean, we've been with this character for so long now. I mean, thinking his thoughts and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a loss to lose a character. I've never done that before, actually. So it's this was my first character, and now he's gone.
Mm. Now he's gone. But you have a new character that you've created for the campaign. Hopefully
we will
we'll
see
meet
if you, we get to meet him later.
Really?
Maybe.
I thought we were going to have like Oliver's ghost tag along. Yo, come here. No, I'm kidding.
Should we just get into the action, or does anyone have anything left to say?
No, just...
There's so much left to say, but...
We're raring to go.
Yeah.
Let's go onwards into adventure! It's the morning after the Battle of Stoneshore, where we lost Odvir, the druid, in his own home village. And Serenella and Nissel are sitting at a table in the inn. And Serenella is still holding the helmet that they took from the Rust Brother captain. And Nissa looks at her, and she looks down at the helmet, twisting, turning it, feeling it.
Needs a bit of a polish, I think.
Did you not? I thought you left that on Odwear's head.
I know. I thought it might heal him, you know. But it was a stupid idea, you know. I thought maybe it could help.
With respect, I think it was.
Well, okay then. I did my best, you know. I don't know much yet, you know. I just started my travels in the land, so. But anyway, I took it away because I thought it'd be of use, you know. Anyway, it needs a polish.
I think you're right. I've been sitting here this morning. I was lying in bed all last night, and I was just thinking. I couldn't sleep. I think about Odweir. I think about all the times we had. What a friend he was. But not only that, I was thinking about those bloody Russ brothers. They're always bloody there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Always taking more. Always taking more from us. Taking people we know and love. It's never going to change, is it? They're never going to bloody change.
Yeah, and we I had hate this... them too.
Aye. Aye, well. Well, I think that's good. Because I've been thinking, you know, we had this plan, Serenella. We had this plan that we were, in the end, you know, along with other adventures and whatnot, whatever came up, in the end, our long-term plan was that we were going to get and we were going to find a way of bringing people together, making some alliance, you know, that could bring down the Rust Brothers, that could sweep them away, get rid of them for good, make the world a better place for everybody else to be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with, I mean, it's sort of just been on the back burner, but it's been so far on the back burner, it's just been smouldering away so that the fire's almost gone out. But not now. Not now. No, bloody hell. I want to get me teeth into them.
Me too.
For that, I've been thinking, we're going to need more people, we're going to need more friends, we're going to need a big bloody alliance. But who that's going to be... I don't know.
So, I have a question, like.
Aye.
So, when you were talking about Rust Brothers and, you know, wanting to kill them all and wanting them to be wiped out, you know, like, aye, that's exactly what I want. I don't want to see them anymore. I hate them. They were the ones who put me in the cage, remember?
Aye, I do bloody remember that.
So I was thinking, like, if I could, like, ask you a question, like...
Aye, well, ask away.
So, this alliance you're talking about, like, you know, this thing that you want to do, like, can I come along?
Aye, well, I mean, bloody hell, absolutely.
I mean, I'm absolutely good with a blade.
You'd be more than welcome. More than bloody welcome you would be.
Thanks ever so much. Means a lot. Thanks.
No, well, I mean, I'm right glad actually that you want to stick around and
I can't wait to sink one of my swords into a Rust Brother. I can't stand them. I bloody can't stand them.
Well, I have to say that, you know, one of the few silver linings in this whole sorry episode we've just been through was seeing, you know, the skill and the guts that you've got. And more of them would not go amiss in our party.
Well, thanks. That means a lot. Thanks. I'll do my very best. So, is there anything we can loot?
Now you're talking. Now you're bloody talking. Aye. We can't just sit here moping the whole bloody time, can we? I don't know. Is there anything we can loot?
I'm just thinking, if we're going to set off, we need some... I have my blade and that's about it, and this helmet, which I could give a bit of a polish, but, you know, I'm not sure what good it will do. You know, I need stuff in my bag, you know?
Well, what are you short of?
Well, things, like... I could maybe use a dagger, and I can use maybe some more... some more bits and pieces, like some rope that I can tie people with, and, you know, just bits like that. And, you know, food and drink will never go amiss, will they?
Yeah, they won't.
Spicy food especially.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, I love spicy food. I've had it just once, but I loved it.
Well, this doesn't look to me like the sort of place where you find anything exotic like spicy food, but you never know, right? Come on, then. Come on. Let's go out. Let's bloody do something. Let's get out in daylight.
Yeah.
See if we can shake this mood off us and do something.
That sounds great. Okay.
And as you exit the inn, you bump into Raph, who up till now has been indisposed, lying on the ship. with a terrible case of stomach flu.
Oh, there you are. Nissel, who's the little person?
Hello. Hey, Raph, I forgot you haven't met. Yeah, bloody hell. This is Serenella. She's a halfling and she's bloody good in a tight spot, she is. She can Hello. She can fairly fight. Serenella, sorry, this is Raph. He's a good friend.
Okay, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too. You smell okay, I guess.
Okay.
So, where are the others?
Well, Raph's question is a good question. Where are all the others?
Alira, she is up on her room in the inn. She won't come out. You try to knock and ask if she wants to join you for breakfast, but she won't. She doesn't want to come out at all. Hakkar, he being a herbalist, he was one of those who tended to Odvir's body after he died. And Grelf. Grelf is just coming out from behind the corner of the inn building, just like, I'm here.
Yes, I can see. And as I was saying, I need to occupy myself, my mind, or I would go into a dark place. Oh, I can't believe what happened.
Aye, we were saying the same thing. And Serenella here, she needs a bit more gear, you know. A knife, few bits and pieces, she reckons, and we're going to need... I mean, we can't stay here forever, can we? So... We're gonna need provisions, like, wherever we go. So we thought we'd go out, see if there's anything to find, anything that was left, you know, from battle.
I'd love to do some looting.
I mean, anything we have to buy if necessary, of course.
Oh, and also, sorry about your friend. He seemed like a good one to have in the bunch. So I'm sorry.
Yes, he was the best. Thin, good man you could find. I really liked him.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Let's loot.
So, Serenella here, she fought alongside us all in this battle that's just been, and she's bloody good with a blade, she is, and she's got her heart in the right place, and most important of all, like, she fucking hates the Rust Brothers. So
yeah, they put them in the cage.
Aye. So she's going to stick around with us.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Aye.
Thanks a lot.
I'm glad you think so, Raph. Well, shall we be about it then? See what we can find.
Yeah, let's.
Yes.
All right. Where do you want to go and try and find some loot? They had, if you remember, they had occupied a house which they had used for some kind of headquarter, and they had used the old mayor's house as some kind of garrison. And the bodies of the Rust Brothers have been piled outside the village, and yeah, a pyre has been made to just to burn them. And there are actually two separate pyres, one that is very one that is made with a lot of respect, and the bodies are really lined up, and they are placed there with, like, what would you call them? Like shroudings. They have like shrouds on them.
Yeah.
And the other one is just where the Rust Brothers are being piled. They're just thrown in a heap, basically, and some alcohol splashed on them, and then just a. But there might be something there.
Well, there was that house. They had, as their headquarters. How about we see whether they've left anything behind there that we could use?
Sounds good. I'm sure there's a lot of weapons and things. Yes, let's go there.
Lead the way.
It's just a few houses away. It's not a big village. It's the house in the top left corner, like the northwesternmost house that lies. It's built on the slopes of the hills northwest of the village.
Okay, so we walk there.
You arrive at the house and you see the door has been kicked down.
Aha.
It's been it's shattered, basically.
Okay.
Looks like somebody's been here before.
Doesn't it just? Well, let's have a look around anyway. So we step in. What do we see?
What you see as you enter through the door is basically a hallway. You got one door to the right. You see there's some light coming from that. From that room. And then you see to the left, you see two rooms, doors closed, and one room straight ahead in the hallway.
Also closed.
Also closed, yes.
So four doors.
Four doors total, yeah.
Okay.
One open, that's the one to the right, the one leading. And since you enter the house, you can reason out that it's probably sunlight coming from a window that shines the light through that room into the hallway.
Well, Nissel walks over to the one that's already opened and looks in. What does he see?
Yeah, it's a rather small room. It seems to be some kind of room for having meals with friends or family. It's a big table, but it's a complete mess in there. It's hard to tell if it's the Rust Brothers who left it messy or if someone's been here looting.
Well, not much in here to salvage, is there? Should we try one of those other doors?
Is there any food, though, that we can take? Any food?
Yeah, there's some scraps of food, for sure. Yeah, not enough to... It's enough so you don't have to roll for food today, but it's not enough for you to stack up on, you know.
Okay, well, I might take some food just for today, then.
Yeah. Ah, there's stench, it's everywhere. I will try this door.
The Raph opens another one. One closest to the one where we just entered.
The one across from it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in there and it seems like it's been some kind of sleeping arrangement arranged in here for the... there's not many of them, so you guess that the officers might have slept here and the rest of them might have slept in the garrison.
And is there anything we can see? You know, Nissa looks around, looks under the beds, lifts up pillows, looks under the mattresses.
You may make a scouting roll, Dominic.
Yeah, I'd like to help.
And you get one bonus die from Raph?
I'd like to help too.
Okay, you get two bonus dies.
See? That's what friends are for.
Good times and bad times.
Raph is just standing there, like holding a pillow up in the air.
You can look under here.
And Cernella's lifting the mattress.
All right.
One success.
One success. Do you want to push that?
No.
No?
No.
No. Okay.
They're just pillows. They're
here
just
I am
mattresses.
Trying to read the Game Master's expression. Well, I say that.
He always looks devious anyway, so...
Yeah, you do find a... You know, like these small chests. They're no bigger than a basketball.
Yeah.
Quite adorned. Okay. It's been hidden under the bed.
That's a good sign.
And you also see that there seems to be some kind of... You seem to be some kind of trap around it. but you can't really wrap your head around what kind of trap it is and what it does, or how to disable it.
And how would we discern this if we looked at it? What are we looking at?
You would have needed more successes on your scouting role.
I see.
So now it's more or less of taking a chance with it.
Okay.
Do you expect the content of the small chest to be more valuable than the price you will probably have to pay to get it?
Well, I look around the room for anything long, like a spear or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So any such thing?
Raph is holding one, so
okay.
Where is that?
Yeah, Raph, this looks to me like it's booby-trapped, but I can't bloody work out how it works or what's going to happen. How about you give it a prod with your spear from a distance, like? I don't want you to get hurt.
Yes, I can do that. So, all right. Okay, Raph carefully creeps forward with his spear out from his body as far as he can reach and tries to just, you know, touch it a little bit and see what happens.
Dashing it with the spear. You gently prod the chest. The front of it just leaves the ground just a little bit, just a an inch or so. Nothing happens.
Serenella, was it?
That's right.
Yeah, can you hand me that pillow over there?
Yeah, right. What, this one?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Do you want a bigger one? I mean, I can get this one as a bigger, or
no,
the
no,
middle
one,
or
one,
or a small one.
Okay. Yes, and the cover also.
Okay.
Can, you know what? Just pile everything you can on the chest, and I will try again. You know, then if something happens, maybe the pillow will take a bit of whatever it is.
Okay, yes, sure. Okay. So she nervously trots over and dragging the pillows and the cover, and she sort of throws it up on top of the little chest.
You put pillow covers and stuff like that on the chest, and then what does Raph do?
Looks around for, is there like a stool, something I could use, like to hold out in front of me, like a cover?
You want to use a stool as a shield?
Like an improvised shield.
Yeah, you can go get a stool from the eating, from the dining room. Let's call it. It's not a dining room, but let's call it the dining room. You can get it. Stool from there to use the shield.
I have a small shield.
Oh. Can I use that?
Do you want to use mine?
Or maybe you can stand in front of me with a shield and then I try to from behind you.
Alright, sure. Whatever you say. Sure.
Here we go. I've got a small shield as well, Raph, but like we're a goblin and a halfling, you know. We could keep your private parts protected, but that was about it. You know what I mean? Anyway, go for it, Raph. Go on.
It's better than nothing.
Aye, it's a lot better than nothing.
My private parts. Yeah. Okay, here goes. Stand back. Close your eyes. Don't breathe.
Okay, and then just.
Am I standing in front of you? I'm standing in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah. If you followed the instructions, probably.
Yeah.
It's got a human shield.
But Serenella's so small that she can probably
shield.
Fit beneath the behind
sort of
her shield.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Raph jabs with a spear really hard at the chest, trying to to either like break it open or push it hard out of position to steal it.
Well, it's quite well padded, so you're not going to break it, but you do topple it over. So it just like,
and I freeze expectantly,
and then nothing happens.
Oh, disappointing.
Oh well, then it's no danger. And I walk forward and I pick up the chest.
You pick up the chest with your hands?
Yes.
Nothing happens.
Oh. Mm. See? Just takes a bit of courage.
So Raph opens it.
It's locked.
It's locked. Oh.
Aye, well.
He said.
Aye, I can give that a go. So I pick the lock, or certainly attempt to.
Okay, make a sleight of hand roll, please.
I think while he's doing this, Raph gently pushes Cernella back a bit, like indicating to her that maybe she should stand back.
Oh, right, right, thanks.
To be safe.
Yes.
But luckily for them, that was no successes.
No successes?
No successes.
Okay, do you want to push it?
Go on then. That nearly landed on a one and it didn't, but I have got one. I've got one success and one failure.
Okay, so one damage to agility and one success. Great. And one willpower point.
Oh, yes.
Good. And you may also now note that Nissel only has 9 fingers. Because what happens is that you pick the lock, and you, as you do that, you hear a click, and then the finger that you had closest to your lock picks, it just, something just very, very fast goes, and it just clean cut off one of your fingers.
Fuckity, 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 fucky. Oh, shit, bollocks! Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks!
Oh, that looks nasty. What happened?
It's fucking nasty!
Is this yours?
Raph picks up the fingers.
Yes, it is!
Can we, could we put it on? I don't know.
No, we bloody couldn't! All over a bloody chest where there'd be something fucking good in that chest, or I don't know what I'm going to bloody do. I'm going to do less than I would have done because I've only got 9 bloody fingers to do it with.
Oh, so does it hurt a lot? Like, is it painful?
What do you think?
Maybe I can, like, blow on it and, like, sing a song. I used to do that for my little brother, like, to make it better.
Bloody hell, Serenella. Oh. You're handy in a fight, but you're not handy in a medical bloody emergency, are you?
Oh, sorry then.
We can burn it with a fire and it will maybe help.
Well, it might not be
you
such
want
a...
me to burn it, Nissel?
Not a lot. Not a lot, although it would stop the blood bloody gushing out of it, wouldn't it? Like this. Bloody hell, has anybody got something we could tie around it?
No.
I've got this pit. I've got a... You can put a pillow on it.
Fucking useless, the pair of you.
Oh, one of these covers.
Fine, yes. Fine. Pillowcase, fine.
Serenella takes one off one of the cushions and she sort of clumsily tries to wrap it around Nissel's stump.
Bloody hell. I mean, I didn't think I could miss Oddway more than I do, but I miss him even more now. I mean, he'd have had some bloody idea what to do with this.
Think of something nice, Nissel. Like, think of roses and, like, flowers and things, and it'll be all better, I'm sure.
Aye. Don't take this the wrong way, Serenella, but maybe if you could be quiet for a minute, that'll be smashing.
Okay, sorry.
Now, right, so, this bloody chest. So is this chest still locked?
No, you managed to unlock it. It's just that you would have needed 3 successes to pick the lock without setting the trap off.
Losing a finger.
Yeah. Or if you'd gotten more successes on your scouting roll, you might have like gotten a general idea of how to pick it, then fewer successes would have been needed on the sleight of hand roll.
I get it. I'm getting new dice. okay, so... We're peering down into this chest. What do we see?
So, Nissa's finger has been crudely, like, tied to stop the bleeding from gushing out through the finger from Serenella. And he looks down at the chest, which I mean, you dropped it when you lost your finger. So you just dropped it, and the lid is open. And you look inside, you see the chest is empty. But wait a second. You bend down, and underneath the bed, you see a ruby as big as a hen's egg. Just lying there, shining in the morning light coming in from the other room.
Bloody hell.
Did that fall out?
I suppose it did. Well, I bloody hope it did. If it was lying under the fucking bed the whole time while I lost a finger getting to an empty chest, I'll be an unhappy goblin.
Oh, it's very shiny.
Bloody hell. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's right handsome.
Oh. Right. Who's taking it?
Do you think it's trapped?
No, Raph, I don't.
No, it couldn't be, no. So if someone picks it up, you know, it would be all right then?
I think it would, says Nissel, picking it up.
Do you want a trade for your finger?
Raph is holding it in his hand.
No, Raph, I don't. I'm very attached to the finger. Well, I'm not anymore, actually. I'm really not attached to the finger. But I'm not going to keep it for all time's sake, you know. You're welcome, Raph. Thanks very much. I'll keep hold of this just for now, seeing as I lost my bloody finger to get it. If it's all the same.
Of course. Well, just keep your finger then. It's mine now.
Hi, Raph. If that's what makes you happy. So, Nissel holds this jewel up to the light. Is anything particular or special or unusual that he can see?
I mean, I don't expect Nissel has ever seen. Well, I mean, gemstones at all, basically. More or less. So for him to see a ruby of this size, what he can discern from it is that it's been worked. So when you hold it up into the light, you see it reflects the light in all kinds of ways, and you see red dots all over the room that move around as you shift the ruby ever so slightly.
Wow.
This must be worth a tidy sum, mustn't it? At the very least, even if it's got no other powers. I look at this and I take it as a sign, right? As a good omen for this idea of ours about making an alliance, about trying to get rid of these bloody Rust Brothers. I mean, he is literally like a nest egg, eh? Something to put away, something you could fund a campaign with this, I bet. Anyway, I suppose I'd better keep it safe until we find somebody who can tell us a bit more about it and what it might be worth.
Yeah, you should. You should keep it very safe. I agree.
So Nissel undoes his various layers and tucks it into his very innermost pocket where it can get really smelly.
Okay.
Smelly ruby.
So Raph's got a finger and Nissel's got a ruby, so shall we loot some more?
Aye, let's do that. Next room, eh?
Yes.
Next room. The next room to the left from the front door.
The other room on the same wall.
Yeah, the other room on the same wall, exactly. You go into that room and that room is, it seems to be empty. It's been used for before the Rust Brothers came, you don't know. And what it's been used for by the Rust Brothers, you don't know that either. It's just empty.
So there's nothing at all, like nothing hanging on the walls or just completely empty?
No, just completely empty.
Okay, so that leaves one more room, right?
Yeah.
On the wall opposite the door in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Maybe Serenella should take the lead because she has no ruby and no finger, like she said, huh?
Oh, thanks, if you don't mind. Like, I think that would be very, very nice. Thanks.
No, of course.
So Serenella steps up to the door with a bit of trepidation. She's still sort of unsure of herself. She opens the door.
Mm. There's a there are some wooden stairs leading down, and you can quickly notice that this must have been a food cellar originally, but there's been a whole lot of digging going on here. The Rust brothers have really gone at it. They have dug and dug for, how long did we say they'd been here for? A few days, right? Pretty sure what it was a few days. So imagine like three people working shifts just trying to dig themselves into the side of the hill.
So is it like a, yeah, is it a proper, could you like walk in there? Or is it just a cavity? Have they made a proper tunnel, or is it just a...
Yeah, they've brought some wooden poles to try and, you know, support the roof, because it's been dug out quite a lot. So it's quite a big open space now.
And there's nothing else in this when you walk down the staircase, nothing
what
else.
What you
there.
See is that the wooden, the like the beams that are holding up the roof. There's been, or maybe I should have you roll for this. Yeah, Serenella, will you please make a scouting roll for me?
Well, I don't have a lot of scouting, I'm afraid, but yes, I will do. I got 3 for wits, that's all I have. Will you help me? And 1 success and 1 failure.
Okay, do you want to push it, or are you happy with that?
Oh, I want to push it. Come on. I'm feeling ruby red. Come on. And 1 success.
So 2 successes total. All right. So will you tell me how you help them? How you help her?
I mean, Raph is sniffing around everywhere, I think. Like, oh, there could be something here that smells strange and a bit musky. And I think they've been over here as well.
Points at different places.
Mm-hmm. And Nissel, of course, has his goblin night vision. Mm-hmm. And so he sort of points out places that look like there might be... I think there might be something over there. Maybe have a closer look over there, Serenella. And how about over there and down here?
Thanks. Yes, I will. So mm-hmm. Can she see anything more on these beams, as you said?
Yeah, what Raph points out is that on the beams, you notice a symbol. It's the symbol of the god Rust.
Mm.
The god of the Rust brothers.
And would Serenella know that symbol?
Yeah, I think you'd all know that, because they have it all over their armor and they have it, they use it a lot.
So we've seen it before.
They really show it off as much as they can.
Right.
So you see, they seem to be carved into the beams.
Mm.
The symbol. Every beam has it on it.
Why would they do like this?
That's a good bloody question.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to like claim this place for themselves or something, like show people that they've been here. But what they're looking for?
Precisely. Why would they be so keen to lay claim to this holy ground?
What is inside that hill, I wonder? Is it something that the Rust brothers would want? Probably, yes.
I'm thinking, should we dig? Like, any point in us digging a bit more?
As you look around a bit further, you see that in one of the darkest corners of this food cellar / excavation, you see a golden symbol, the same symbol of the god Rust, but a golden amulet with the same symbol of the god Rust.
And you see some
blood in here as well. There's been a fight here for sure.
And it's lying on the floor, this amulet, did you say?
Yeah, or? It's lying on the floor. It's like been trampled into the dirt. Mm-hmm.
Look.
Dirt floor.
Look, gold.
Ah, well, you were looking for some at Serenella, and it looks to me like it's got your name on it, or rather, I hope it doesn't, but you know what I mean.
Well, I wonder if it's real. She takes a bite and tries to figure out if it's gold.
Yeah.
I think it is.
How big is this amulet?
It's like, for Serenella, it would be basically, it would fill the palm of her hand, and then some.
Wow.
It's almost like a breastplate on me, isn't it?
Bloody hell. That's some money you've got there.
I'm tiny. So if you don't mind, like, I can, like, put it, like, in my clothes and, like, you know, have it as a safe keep. Yeah.
Well, you keep that. Hang on to it for now, eh? Just like I'm hanging on to this ruby. But there might come a time when we'll have to pool all of our resources together, you know, if we're going to get this here campaign off the ground.
Yes, if we're going to fight the Ras brothers, we probably should know something more about them, and every little thing is good, I think.
Before I put it in my clothes, is there anything else, if I have a look at the amulet properly, anything else but the sign of the Ras brothers on it?
No, it just seems to be an amulet of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell if stuff is magical? Is there like a way to do
that? Yeah, if you're a spellcaster, you can sense magic. But you can't do that if you're not a spellcaster.
Mm. Another question. Mm-hmm. The hill that they were digging into, is that something that we would know? Is there something special about that hill that we know of?
No, not that you know of.
So it's just a hill in the center of town, or in the just beside the town?
I mean, of course, I mean, you could, one of you could make a lore roll if you want to.
Well.
Yeah, someone else?
I don't have lore, but...
No, I'm pretty low on lore myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a lore roll. Actually, Raph is very interesting.
Yeah, he is. But he's not from here, he's from the Bitter Reach, so... Yeah, you're rolling only for wits, right?
Yeah, maybe they can help me, my friend, my new friend and my old friend.
Yeah, they can help you. And that just exactly balances out the minus modification you would get for not being a native of the Ravenlands. So you roll your wit dice.
One success.
Ooh. You want to push it?
Yeah, who needs wits anyway, huh? let's push it. Oh, two more successes.
No way.
Three successes
with four dice.
No, it's true, it's true.
Way to go.
Yes,
I think
three successes from four dice.
I feel that that's the quality of the help, myself, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Teamwork.
At first
teamwork.
Nothing comes to mind. But the longer you spend, like, pondering this, the more you get the feeling that, oh, wait a second, there is an old tale that we heard when you and your friend was down here trying to find the cure for your chief. You traveled around about these parts more or less, and you did hear some very, very old legend about something being buried under these hills. And actually, yeah, maybe under this exact hill, actually.
Like a treasure, or what's the legend about? Was it?
Yeah, well, you really rolled three successes.
Yeah, I did.
Better believe it.
Okay, yeah, the legend tells that as the the Alderlanders came to these lands, and as they waged war upon the elves and dwarves and orcs, there was a great Alderlander hero who fought here and was slain during a big battle against the elves. He gave his life so that the army could be victorious. And then they buried him underneath this very hill.
Mm. So it's a tomb for a great warrior. And maybe they would go there to steal from the dead, right?
Aye. I wonder whether Summer particular was buried with this hero.
It sounds mighty
maybe
strange.
Aye, it must have been something bloody valuable. There must have been something. It can't have just been some old bones that these Rust brothers were going to such lengths to get. There must be something right valuable buried under this hill. Or was, I mean, we don't know, I suppose, if they got it or not. But if they did, well, it would have been here, wouldn't it?
Yes. How far would you say? How much?
How far into the hill he's buried? No, you don't fucking know that. You would have needed 6 successes for that. You.
Okay, Raph stands there pondering this, I think. Mm. Touching the walls. Mm.
And is it obvious in which direction they were excavating?
They were excavating like straight into the hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this is not where our tail leads us, into an old hill. What do you think?
I don't know. In a way, it seems a bit mad to stay down here and down inside an hill, digging after something that might be nothing, that we know nothing about. But like, there's something about this that draws me in. I mean, what if it was just a foot away? Through that dirt there, eh?
Yes.
But
maybe just...
But on the other hand, I mean, my skill, when it comes to physical stuff, I mean, I can walk, I can stay on trail a long time, and I can shoot a bow. But a big digger, I'm not. I mean, look at the size of me, right? So,
always blame your size. What is this thing? You and Serenella, I blame your size. You are fierce warriors. I've seen, well, at least not you, Serenella, but I have seen Nisil in action.
Aye, and I'm not doing myself down either there, Raph. But here we're not battling here, are we? We're talking about digging. I guess there are other tools in here still.
Yeah, there are some picks and shovels, buckets.
Hmm.
Do you know what?
No.
Aye. What are we going to say, Raph?
No, you say first. You say first. No.
I say like. I mean, they did half the bloody work for us, didn't they? You know, how often does that happen, right? We've been led to this spot. I mean, it feels like there's a sign. Why don't we just... I mean, it's not like we've got to rush off. I know we've got this plan and we're going to try and get rid of the Rust Brothers, but that's still going to take some time, right? It doesn't matter whether we head off today, tomorrow, day after, whatever. It's like... Why don't we just dig into this hill a little bit? What do we have to lose?
Nothing. And also, if there's something in there that they want, we can take it first. And then we can kill them with it, if it's something you can kill someone with.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But that's a good point. It's like, if these Rust Brothers knew about it, other Rust Brothers will, right? They'll be back. Or they might be. You never know. But you know what? It's like, I have to tell you, me hand, it's hurting like buggery. And it's hard to keep my mind on anything. And like, you know, I've got to keep my hands in good condition so I can fight if needs be. So I feel like I should go and see that herbalist, you know, Akka, who was with us.
Ah, yes.
See whether he could help. So, I mean, you could make a start here and I could come back, but
I can stay down here and dig if you want. Like, I can start.
well, I mean... Feel free, like, and I'll be back as quick as I can.
I'll be leaving too.
But I'll be.
You want to stay here alone, Serenella?
I thought I'd make a head start, you know.
Your folk are burrowers.
Yes, well,
what do you mean by that?
Go for it, Serenella. We'll be back soon. I mean, the Rust Brothers are gone, so I don't think there's any danger in staying here alone. And anyway, it's not like you can't look after yourself, eh?
No, if you get tired, you just come up, you know?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Raph starts heading up the stairs.
Okay.
And Nissel as well. So we go out. So Hakkar was back at the inn. I've forgotten now.
He'd went away to see to it that Odvir, like, that they paid respects
right.
to him, and,
yeah.
and you know everything was properly done. But he's actually standing on the town square as you come out from the house and you go back towards the inn. You see him there on the town square. He seems to be packing up his backpack.
Hey up.
Oh, hello.
Right, how are things with you then?
Well, I've been travelling with you for quite a while now, and I must say it's been an exciting few weeks, for sure. But I feel that maybe it's time for me to head off again and leave you to your adventures. It's quite a bit too adventurous for me, but who knows? Maybe we'll meet again before the end.
Well, I hope so, but I understand. But look, Akka, I mean, we have been on the road for, like you say, together for some time. It's the one last favour you could do, and I unwrap this bloody bedsheet.
Oh dear, oh dear, what have you been up to?
I've been.
Did you lose that in a fight?
I did. I lost it in a fight with a booby-trapped chest.
No, you did not. Oh, yes.
It was an attempt at a joke, Raph. So, like, is there anything you can do? I just don't want it to go septic. You know?
Oh
what
yes,
I mean?
for sure. Just let me hear. And he pulls up some cloth, and he puts it around your finger first, and he presses it like you squeeze a pimple, you know. We've got to get all the bad blood out first, you know.
Oh, bloody hell.
Sorry.
Really?
Yes, we need
Is
to...
Is it that bad?
Yes, we need to get the bad blood out first, you know.
How do you know? How do you know when you've got the bad
blood
out?
And he puts the cloth away, and he picks up a small leather string, and he ties the wound off. And then he takes up some herbs and he puts them on the wound, and then he puts some kind of bandage around it, and then he does a you know, where he ties some cloth around your hand, around your wrist to keep the bandages and the herbs in place on the wound. There you go. That should keep the wound from infecting, and yes, it also. Actually does some for your pain as well, so you should feel a bit less in an hour or two. You should feel that the pain will subside somewhat, and yes, you just keep it clean and leave it on there for about 4 or 5 days, and then take it off, clean the wound, and yes, you should be safe from infections.
I'll do Raph that.
Raph produces Nissel's finger and looks at Hakkar. Could you put this back, too?
No, I'm so sorry. I'm not a magician. That's nothing. I couldn't do that, unfortunately. No.
Oh, okay. Mm.
No, sadly, our magician is gone.
Mm.
Well, Hakkar, thank you. I appreciate it, and I won't forget.
Mm.
All the very best in your travels, in your adventures. May they be a little less adventurous than they have been these last few weeks, like you say.
I do hope so. And as I said, I hope to meet you all again before the end.
Yes, me too. Yes, I would like to meet you again.
Give my best to Alira. She wouldn't say... She just said fuck off when I went up there to say goodbye. But
we can't get out of her either. Mm. She's taking it pretty badly.
Yes, she is. Well then, better be off then. So ta-ta, and best of luck and all that, you know.
Aye, likewise.
Yes.
And he wanders off. Jacob, your character has been hiding in the stables, right? During the occupation.
Well, hiding. I don't know. Hiding.
Skulking. No.
I have been attending to the horse, yes.
Attending to the horse, yes, of course. Yes, of course. I mean, you are a proud warrior. It's been irking you to no end that you couldn't just mount your horse and draw your blades and ride out in open combat against the Rust Brothers. But you are not unintelligent, so you decided that maybe that was not the best idea. So you've been waiting. Let's agree on that. You've been waiting in the stables for now.
It wouldn't have been safe for the horse to go out there with those monsters around.
Exactly. So you've been waiting. You've been awaiting the perfect moment, and then battle was joined inside the town, and you then you drew your blades and mounted your horse and went out into the town and helped with the cleansing of Stoneshore of the evil and of the Rust Brothers.
Yes.
So you aided in the fight and earned some honor there for sure. But now you are, it's the morning after the battle, and you've been tending to your horse, and after that you decided to go out into the town to have a look around, because you were newly arrived in the town as the Rust Brothers came here. So you are wandering the town, and you are, incidentally enough, coming to the town square as Nissel and Raph are standing there discussing. Will you describe to us what they see as you are approaching?
Well, you see a man, not very long, but middle height, I would say, maybe a little smaller.
Mm, a bit shorter than average height for a human.
A bit shorter than average, yeah. With dark skin, brown eyes, long dark hair braided into an intricate pattern. He's athletic, and he has colorful pearls and leather clothes with threads woven into the or also maybe braided into the to the leather.
It's hard to discern if the leather is clothing or armor, actually. And he also has some in his hair and on his head, and it's so intricately made that it's difficult to discern exactly if it's for just for adornment or if it's has a practical purpose as well. So this man comes up, walks towards Nissel and Raph,
together with a horse, a mare. If you know that, maybe you don't, but it's a mare. It's a chestnut colored mare, and a really fine animal.
And he has two swords, like, on the back, right? Like these scabbards that are above the shoulders that you pull, like, from above your shoulders?
Yeah, he have that. Two falchions he has on his back. And also a bow.
Raph turns to Nissa, whispers, "That does not look quite like a digger, but those souls, very nice."
Help, aye. He's, I mean, everything about that bloke there says I'm not from round here either. Does it not? But I mean, he's not one of us, and he's certainly not one of the Rust Brothers. Who the bloody hell is this?
And Jacob, you recognize the goblin as being the main instigator of the uprising against the Rust Brothers. You know that the goblin was one of those who lit the first spark that turned into the uprising against them.
Nissel sees this, looks at this approaching figure and kind of, you know, inclines his head a bit. Hey up.
We're greeted. You're one of the fighters from the battle. Are you not?
Aye. Happen I am.
You seem to be a motley crew. The two of you. A pelt and a thumb. What happened to you?
A pelt and a what?
Well?
What do you mean that I am a pelt? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you seem to be hairy, right. You're made of fur.
Ah, what was the other word?
Pelt?
Aye.
A thumb, I think he said.
And a thumb.
A thumb?
Yeah.
You mean he's shocked, is that it?
I mean, what happened to your finger?
Aye, well, there is that. Aye, I lost it. He's got it. I donated it to somebody who likes keeping that kind of thing.
Why, yes. Are you eating his thumb?
No. And I don't think it's that thumb, is it, Nissa?
No, thankfully, bloody thankfully, it wasn't.
Well,
I'm keeping it in case he wants to trade a big red ruby with this someday.
Anyway, well, let's talk about all of that the better, eh? You, and who are you?
My name is Vani, from Morgelda Plain. I'm an Aslin.
Oh, aye.
And I'm a rider.
What brings you here, then?
I follow the smell of fighting.
Is that a fact?
Because I don't like those Rust Brothers.
Oh.
They are evil. That's the best word for them. And the best place for them would be down in the ground. Don't you agree?
Aye, we couldn't agree more.
Yes.
In fact, I couldn't agree more. Well, now, I have to say, I warmed you a little bit more. I've got to admit that when you first opened your mouth, I thought you were pretty fucking rude. But, you know, I mean, that...
That's how we are. We like to be rude sometimes. Yes?
Well...
That's funny, don't you think?
No.
I bet you can be rude also. You both look like people who can be rude. I like you already.
Likewise. Well, I'm usually rude, I don't mean it, but it happens anyway.
Well, so. If you ever need somebody to help you with anything from a horseback... I will be the one who helped you.
Is that a fact? Well, you have a point there, eh? Everybody's rude in their own way. Even if they don't think they are. Aye. And you hate the Rust Brothers. That's a feather in your cap and no mistake. And you'd help us from on horseback. I tell you what, would you fancy giving us a little bit of help? Not on horseback. For an hour or two, let's say.
Already? You need my help?
Aye, well, you know, here we are chatting and we don't
already
know anybody else.
Already you need the help of Vani. Mr. Thumb.
Nissel, to you.
Ah, Nissel it was.
Aye.
I will try to remember it. And what was the name of you? Mr. Pelt.
Is it Raff?
You'd be best remembering that as well.
Nissel and Raff.
I don't mind being called a Pelt.
Raff and Nissel. Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Ah, well, likewise, mostly. So, this help, like, you don't like the Rust Brothers, and what we're doing is we're investigating their headquarters, the place they were using when they were here, right? And they've been digging under the hill there, and they were after something, and we want to get it before they do, because who knows, right? They might come back, others. That is, not the ones who are here, thank goodness. And we could do with a little bit more muscle. Do you fancy coming and helping? Doing your bit? Doing something yes. against the Rust Brothers straight away?
Mm-hmm. I understand. But what did you say? They are digging into the mountain?
Ah, that's right.
I don't go into mountain.
Would you go into a cellar?
That wouldn't be a good idea.
Why not?
I don't like clamped spaces where you're in a tight room. I do not like. I prefer the plains.
Aye. Well, we all have our preferred places, and to be quite honest, don't think any of us are in our preferred places just now. I have been for some time, but here we all are, eh? And, I mean, I understand if it's too scary and all. But,
He's probably scared. Raph looks at me.
Who is talking about being scared?
Well,
are you
it's
doing
all this
that?
Stuff about not wanting to go down where it's dark, like, and all that. I mean, you were, well, scared.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with being scared. I mean,
no,
it's okay.
No, there's nothing wrong. We'll just sort it out ourselves.
Vani isn't scared of anything, but. Really, really tight cellars and really, really tight spaces. I don't like them.
No, but this isn't a tight space. This is a great big bloody cavern underground. Well, you know, great big bloody... I mean, like, it's not small anyway.
Yes.
It's not tight.
If you help us, it will be bigger as well, so not
That's
so scary.
Right.
Huh?
That's right. That's a good point, Raff. How about it? Well, you can come along and have a look anyway, can't you? Why don't you come along?
Yes. Yes, I will. Okay.
Excellent. So we walk back to the house. Well, and with the clopping of hooves behind us.
Great. You left with two purposes. One, to get some help with your finger, and two, to bring some help with the digging. And you've done that.
Yeah, tick, tick.
Serenella, meanwhile, you've been digging. So I would like for you to make, I think, the first roll since we started this game, since we started this podcast. I need you to make a roll for might. I don't think we've made a might roll since we began this podcast in Forbidden Lands.
Oh, wow.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
So a might roll, please, for Serenella.
A might roll, yes.
I'm going to make a random roll to see how far along they'd dug.
Mm-hmm. So, Serenella has two successes.
Two successes. Do you want to push it?
No.
No?
Well, so what happens if I... No.
No? You're good with that? Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so you've been digging... And you've been using the pick to hack away at the inwards towards the hill, and you've used the shovel to like shove the dirt backwards.
Yep.
So when you other guys come down the stairs, you notice that there's a lot of dirt. She's been moving a lot of dirt since you left, and there's a big pile of mud as you descend the stairs.
Serenella looks up with her face covered in black, and she's completely covered in mud. You can hardly make her out from all the soot and mud, and she's sweating like profusely, and she looks up at the caravan of people coming down, and especially at Vani, who looks very imposing. Oh, Hello. Yeah. I've done a bit of work.
Did you come out of a volcano?
No, I've just been digging. Like, there's a lot of earth, a lot of soil here. Serenella, pleased to meet you.
My name is Vani. I'm from Morgelda Plain. By Horn.
Serenella looks at him with wide eyes. Okay.
You are a very, very strange crew. Indeed. Where have you found each other?
Well, I just joined. Like, they liberated me from a cage. Like, the Rust Brothers had me in a cage and they got me out. And, that's my story.
Tell me, Serenella, where are you from?
Well, it's quite far, actually. I've come quite far. I'm from a little village up eastwards called Wilbur. Have you heard of it?
Never heard of it. Can you tell me what you were doing down there in the basement? Is it something that you really need help with, or could you manage by yourself, maybe the three of you, while I stay here outside with the horse?
Now that you're here, we'd really like your help. Like, you seem strong.
Doesn't he? Mm. Doesn't he just? Aye, moral support, to be quite honest, isn't the thing that we're short of. We can supply that for ourselves, I think, but a bit of muscle, now that'd be smashing. And I mean, you can see how dirty Serenella has got and the bloody good going, you know, Serenella.
Yeah, you're actually there. Quite surprised at the amount of dirt she's moved since you left. It's quite astonishing.
Ah, you're a worker and no mistake. Good to have you along. But
let me have a look at it.
Oh, what a good
Why
idea.
Why are we standing here? And I go down.
Mm-hmm. Do you take the pick from Serenella?
Yeah, I go down and I see what is it? What is the problem? What seems to be the problem there?
No, it's no problem. It's just that they seem to be digging some kind of tunnel into the hill.
Are we digging a tunnel?
Are we here
for months?
No, well, hopefully not. We hope not. Not with you, not with your muscles now, will we?
What exactly are we doing? We are digging a tunnel, but why?
Aye. Well, you could call it like a treasure hunt of a kind.
And it's to help against the Rust Brothers as well. Yes. This would be nice. We can dig and we can share our stories and our tales while we dig, huh?
Yes. So I grab the pickaxe from Serenella and I go down to the place where she almost finished, and I drive the pickaxe as hard as I can into the soil.
Okay.
Into the wall of the tunnel.
Make a might roll, please.
A might roll. 1, 2 successes.
Two successes.
Yeah.
Hey.
With your first stroke, you hear a distinct metal upon stone sound. Just and you the pick just stops abruptly as you hit the stone.
Ouch! What? I think I hit something. Well, here is the mountain.
I happen you did hit somewhere. And Nissel goes forward and scrabbles with his fingers to try and clear the soil away from whatever it is that's directly underneath.
You all help out clearing the soil, and you notice that what you've struck is not the side of a mountain, but stone bricks.
Oh, it looks like a wall. Is it
someone's built some kind of wall or structure or something here? And you all help with trying to clear the stones. We don't need to roll for it, but you all help in trying to break through the stone wall, because a wall it is.
and you bring out a torch and you stick the torch into the hole that you've created in the stone wall. And inside there you see a square-shaped room with stone walls. And in the middle of this room, on some kind of dais, there lies the skeleton of a warrior. And that's where we end the episode.
Whoa. Yeah.
Grave robbing. Yeah.
It's like the mummy or something.
But success. Literally a breakthrough.
This is where the skeleton gets up and like beetles start pouring out of its mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Reference to something else.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I was not expecting this, but here we are.
What a bunch of weirdos, eh?
A motley crew.
A bunch of weirdos who know how to roll their fucking dice, you guys.
Yeah.
Failed roll for the entirety of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Good job,
you
guys.
Just wait until there's like deadly situation.
That's right.
We'll fail.
Just go.
Our lives depend
perfect
on it. And
then we will have the rolls with 18 dice and one success.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I just want to finish this episode so we can start the next one so I can tell you what will happen here in the grave of this great old Alderlander hero.
Yeah. You and us both, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, join us.
So next, finish it. Finish
join
it.
Us next episode when Sweden rolls once again. You listen to Sweden Rolls playing Forbidden Lands by Free League Publishing, Fria Ligan, starring Dominic Kelly, Jakob Hultkansson, Anneli Heed, Ingela Lund, and Mattias Redbo. If you like our podcast, please follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There we have the latest news as well as giveaways and other things. And if you really, really like the podcast, consider joining us at patreon.com/SwedenRolls. There we have a bunch of bonus stuff for our dear, dear patrons, such as bloopers, music, bonus one-shots, character sheets, and a bunch of other stuff as well. And if you belong to the two highest tiers, Demon Lord or Orc Chieftain, you also get access to our Discord where we interact directly with our patrons at those levels. And if you join us at the highest level, Demon Lord, you can also play a role-playing game with me, Andreas, as a GM. We play online bi-monthly. So please consider having a look at patreon.com/SwedenRolls. And even if you don't have the possibility to support us on Patreon, you can still help the podcast to grow by telling a friend or five about us. It would really help us to grow and it would really help us out to reach more and more listeners so we can spread the awesome adventures of Sweden Rolls. The music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. And the setting was created by Erik Granström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.